Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is T. LaVon Lawrence bringing you this episode of Your Brain Training Minute. Conflict is a necessary element of fictional literature. Conflict is classified according to the nature of the protagonist or antagonist. In other words, conflict revolves around the nature of the hero in comparison to the nature of the villain. The three classic conflicts in a story are man versus man versus nature, or man versus himself. Your life is somewhat a story of its own, written day by day across the pages of space and time. The story of your life unfolds moment by moment, and its character is a result of what you do to address the same forms of conflict featured in written stories. When you look at your life, you will find that you are in an ongoing struggle with other people, with your environment, and with yourself. However, if you could control your attention long enough to do a conscious, introspective self-assessment, you would eventually discover that the only real conflict that's actually with you day after day, hour after hour, is you versus yourself. You at war with the reactive thoughts, emotions, desires, drives, and impulses that arise and flow through you. Compared to self-conflict, battles against other people and against your environment are hardly worth mentioning. If you train your mind to conquer the intangible villains that hide in your chaotic thoughts, unruly emotions, shifting desires, and unproductive urges, you can enjoy a powerful, serene sense of self-discipline that can take you to any height you genuinely wish to obtain. Train your brain for that result, and you will discover that neither your environment nor other people can withstand the unwavering application of your personal power. With an easy-to-try attention control exercise, you can begin to better understand the simple nature of seemingly titanic forces that drive you. Through that improved knowledge, you can exercise the power to choose in ways you've probably never been able to before. Using a basic training technique like I'm about to suggest, you can learn to quietly detect and observe the effects that thoughts have upon your emotions, being tied directly to them, and how such emotion-laced reactions affect the onset of various urges that arise within your central nervous system. For 30 days in a row, take a minimum of 15 minutes each day to find a quiet place to sit still. Your objective in doing so is to maintain a relaxed but well-postured seating position while taking refreshing, deep breaths. Meanwhile, you are to allow your attention to relax and expand itself so that you can sense what's happening all around your body. Concurrently, do not allow yourself to drift off into thought or daydreaming, and as best you can, decline to engage in self-talk. Although it is expected at first you will tend to coach yourself through the technique, thus engaging in brief self-conversation, you should aim to carry out the approach without thinking your way through it. The most important thing is to carefully guide your attention to do the job so that you can, well, first, detect the disobedient, chaotic nature of your thoughts trying to throw you off course. Second, you can feel the existence of internal pressure and anxiety in your body. And third, you can observe that the chattering voice in your head with its always shifting imagery incites that pressure, anxiety, and inner conflict. Once you're able to detect such warfare going on within yourself, your task is merely to remain uninvolved by calmly guiding your attention to the task of relaxed, deep breathing until your body begins to release tensions. Your refusal to allow chaotic thoughts to hijack your attention will result in their inevitably fading away to leave you quietly alone and in peace. This is T. LaVon Lawrence on behalf of your Brain Training Minute. Take time today to train your brain for better life results, a better life experience, and to put an end to the war with your own mind.